With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran seized two ships in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday, tightening its grip on the strategic waterway after President Trump extended a ceasefire until the Middle Eastern country comes up with a unified proposal. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Iran seizing two ships doesn't violate ceasefire terms.
No, because these were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels. And for the American media, who is sort of blowing this out of proportion to discredit the president's facts that he has completely obliterated Iran's conventional navy, these two ships were taken by speedy gunboats. Iran has gone from having the most lethal navy in the Middle East to now acting like a bunch of pirates. They don't have control over the strait.
The effective closure of the strait has already sent gas prices skyrocketing worldwide and raised the cost of food and a wide array of other products. Wildfires are burning across parts of southeast Georgia and northeast Florida, destroying hundreds of homes and buildings. Seth Hawkins, a spokesman for the Georgia Forestry Commission, says weather is a factor in the wildfire spreading.
The blow up, if you will, for this fire definitely is a function of the winds picking up. The humidity is probably about 50-55% right now. It's probably going to drop down to like low 40s this afternoon. So we get this low humidity, we get this breeze pickup, and these drought conditions. It's just a perfect formula, right, for a wildfire to blow up.
There's a mandatory ban on outdoor burning in effect immediately for 91 counties in the lower half of Georgia. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 340 points, the NASDAQ rose 397, the S&P advanced 73. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law, but they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court will hear from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program because they won't admit children of gay couples. It's the latest religious freedom case for the conservative majority court. The case is being brought by Colorado's St. Mary Catholic Parish and the Archdiocese of Denver with support from the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Stocks climbed a new record.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rallied 1% and topped its all-time high set on Friday. The NASDAQ composite rose 1.6% to also set a record. The Dow rose 0.7%. Boeing, Boston Scientific, and several other big companies gained ground after giving encouraging financial updates. Caution still hung over Wall Street because of uncertainty over the war with Iran. Oil prices rose. The war has significantly restricted shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, and that has cut global oil supplies. Damian Troisi, New York.
A paddle-wielding robot is so adept at playing table tennis that it's posing a tough challenge to elite human players and sometimes defeating them. That's according to a new study in the journal Nature. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.